سورة الطور. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والطور وكتاب مسطور في رق منشور والبيت المعمور by the tour and by a book inscribed in parchment unrolled and by the frequented house and by the canopy raised high and by the burning sea إن عذاب ربك لواقع. Indeed the torment of your Lord will surely come to pass. There is none that can avert it on the day when the heaven will shake with a dreadful shaking and the mountains will move away with a movement. فَوَيْلُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Then woe to those who deny. And there are different ways of denial. We can deny by our tongues and we can deny by our actions. Who are playing about in falsehood, busy arguing, busy disputing, no, is there a God? And if he exists, why doesn't he cease all this suffering? The day when they will be pushed down to the fire of hell with a horrible forceful pushing. This is the fire which you used to deny. Is this magic or do you not see? Taste you there in its heat. And whether you are patient or impatient. In other words, if someone is in helpa and he's doing sabr, it's not going to help him. You are only being requited for that which you used to do. Adeeds. Innal muttaqeena fi jannatin wa na'im. Indeed, the Allah conscious will be in gardens and delights, enjoying that which their Lord has bestowed on them, and that their Lord saved them from the torment of the blazing fire. See, anyone who enters Jannah enters by the mercy of Allah. Kulu washrabu hani'an bima kuntum ta'malun. Eat and drink with happiness because of what you used to do. Not the speeches you used to give, what you used to do. They will recline with ease on thrones arranged in ranks, and we shall marry them to fair ones with wide, lovely eyes. And those who believe, وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ, and whose offspring follow them in faith, to them shall we join their offspring, and we shall not decrease the reward of their deeds in anything. كُلُّ امْرِئٍ بِمَا كَسَبَ رَهِينٌ. Every person is a pledge for that which he has earned. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed those who believe and whose offspring follow them in iman. Now this is an important concept to understand. See, generally people assume that if my children are good, then I'll go to Jannah. If my parents are good, I'll go to Jannah. What then is this concept of isale sawab? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person dies, his deeds cease, except from three. Deeds of continuous sadqa, for example, an orphanage, or if you've built a well, you know, for people so that people are drinking water, or you've contributed towards a hospital or a mosque or a madrasa, any deed which is continuously giving benefit to mankind. For instance, if you planted a tree and that tree is giving shade to people, knowledge with which mankind gets benefit, you've taught someone something and they are teaching that knowledge to others. So as long as you've helped that cause of knowledge to prosper and continue, you're being rewarded for that knowledge as well. For instance, you've taught someone how to read the Quran, or you taught someone how to read their prayers. As long as they are doing that or they are following that action, you're getting part of the sawab as well. And a righteous child who begs Allah to forgive his parents. Now this is what we need to understand. This is the concept of isale sawab, that you're doing the good deed, but after the good deed, you pray to Allah that someone else also gets the reward. That you get the sawab and someone else also gets the sawab. Now we need to understand that if a child does any good deed, then the sawab for that automatically go to his parents, and whether he prays for that or not. Now we need to understand there are several conditions behind this. That the good deed should have been done only for Allah's sake, and it should be according to the Sharia. If someone is doing something wrong, then they can't pray that the sin for that is going to someone else, unless they have learnt it from someone else. For instance, if I'm lying in front of someone and they see me lying and they start lying as well, then I will get part of their sin as well. But you can't do this that you're gossiping about someone, you go that Allah let the sin for this be given to my enemy. That won't be allowed. Now we find that there's a difference in the acts of worship for which you can do isale sawab. For instance, you have the purely bodily acts of worship like salat, reading the Quran. After reading the Quran, can I assume that like people say, oh, we're reading the Quran for so and so? See, we find that there's no proof of this in the ahadith. The Prophet ﷺ never told people that if you read the Quran, the sawab can go to someone else. Or if you read salat for someone else, it will be accepted. So basically what the scholars have done is they've deduced from this that it's like a dua. In the same way we find that when it comes to purely financial acts of worship, such as giving sadaqah or giving a sacrifice, we find proof of that. Once this man asked the Prophet ﷺ and said, "My mother died suddenly, can I give a sadaqah on her behalf?" And he told him, "Yes, dig a well." So that proves that if you do something like that, if you do a good deed, you know, when you're giving a sadaqah or you're building a hospital and you're doing it on behalf of someone, then the sawab for that, inshallah, will reach them. Now what about those acts of worship which have financial aspects and bodily acts of worship, like Hajj and Umrah? Can we perform Hajj on behalf of someone else? We cannot perform Hajj as a farz for someone else. For instance, your friend hasn't done Hajj and she asks you, "Well, do Hajj on my behalf." Unless she is sick or truly incapable of doing Hajj, you cannot do Hajj on her behalf. But if, you know, that person is so ill that they cannot perform Hajj themselves, then you can perform that Hajj on their behalf. For instance, this woman came and said to the Prophet ﷺ that, "My father is too old to do Hajj. Can I do it for him?" And he said, "Yes, you can do it for him." Now, since Umrah is a nafli act of worship, it's not farz upon any Muslim. Therefore, we find that you can do Umrah on behalf of anyone you wish and pray to Allah for the sawab to be granted. See, we need to understand the concept behind this is it's just a dua. If Allah wishes, He will accept it. And Allah will only accept it if the person who I'm doing this for was worthy of all this. Like some parents, you know, like that their children should do hifz, and the reason that they're doing it is so that they can rely upon their children's good deeds. And so whatever the children do, we'll get the sawab for that. But if you're ignoring the Quran yourself and you're disobeying Allah yourself, it's not going to benefit you that you've told your children to do all these good deeds for you. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who have iman and their offspring follow them in iman. Nobody can enter Jannah on the basis of another person's deeds. أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ, then we will unite them with their families. When? When they have both been doing good deeds. وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, we shall not decrease the reward of their deeds in anything. In other words, if the children have been doing good deeds and they learnt those good deeds from their parents, then both will get sawab for this. Every person is a pledge for that which he has earned. As Allah tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ, Allah has bought from the believers their lives and their wealth in exchange for paradise. In other words, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ, we belong to Allah. Our wealth, our talents, our energies, our time, all belongs to Allah. And we shall provide them with fruit and meat such as they desire. There they shall pass from hand to hand a cup, free from any vain talk. And you'll have noticed that whenever Allah speaks of Jannah, Allah says that they'll be passing these cups around them. And that just gives you an idea of the harmony and love between them. Not that everyone's selfishly using everything himself. No, they're sharing everything. Just as they shared in this world, they will be sharing in Jannah. مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, they spend from that with which we have provided them. Free from any vain talk and free from sin. And there will go around servants of theirs to serve them as if they were preserved pearls. Everything will be beautiful. وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ, some of them will draw near to others questioning, asking each other, "So tell us, how did you make it to Jannah?" Saying, "We were before this afraid in the midst of our families." So Allah has been gracious to us and Allah has saved us from the torment of the fire. Now why is this mention of families over here? See, a person's true conduct is shown in his family. It's no good if you're giving lectures all over the place and your own family can't stand the sight of you. The Prophet ﷺ himself, when we observe his behavior with his family, he was as wonderful a person with his family as he was with the rest of mankind. And sometimes it's tougher to do jihad with your family than with the rest of the world. Because the strangers will accept what you're saying, but your family will say, yeah, we know what you're all about. Don't come preaching to us. See, the true jihad is not here when we're sitting listening to the Quran. The true jihad is when we return home. And then that's where the true test starts, to implement all that we have learned. We were afraid in the midst of our families. In other words, they feared Allah, not their families. So Allah has been gracious to us, and He has saved us from the torment of the fire. Inna kunna min qablu nad'uhu. Indeed, we used to call to Him before this. Indeed, He is the kind and the most merciful. Fazakir, so remind. That's what we have to do. Remind people, all those around you, all those who have not yet heard this message, Remind. By the grace of Allah, you are neither a soothsayer nor a madman. Or do they say he is a poet? We await for him some calamity by time. Say, wait, I am with you among those who wait. Do their minds command them this, or are they people transgressing all bounds? Or do they say, he has forged this Quran? Balla yu'minun. The truth of the matter is they do not believe. Let them then produce a recital like it, if they are truthful. Were they created by nothing? Or were they themselves the creators? That's what we believe, that we just evolved. Or did they create the heavens and the earth? No, they have no yaqeen. Or are there with them the treasures of your Lord? Or are they the tyrants with the authority to do as they like? Or have they a stairway to heaven by means of which they listen? فَلْيَأْتِ مُسْتَمِعُهُمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Then let their listener produce some manifest proof. Just theories, that's all it's about. Or has he only daughters and you have some? Or is it that you ask a wage from them so that they are burdened with a load of debt? Or is it that the unseen is with them and they write it down? See, Allah is exposing all their arguments. What is it that's keeping them away from Allah? Or do they intend a plot, but those who disbelieve are themselves plotted against? Or have they a god other than Allah? Subhanallahi amma yushrikun. Glorified be Allah from all that they ascribe as partners. And if they were to see a piece of the heaven falling down, they would say, clouds gathered in heaps. So leave them alone until they meet their day in which they will sink fainting. The day when their plotting shall not help them at all, nor will they be helped. And indeed for those who do wrong, there is another punishment before this. But most of them know not. وَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدَ رَبِّكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْهُ وَإِدْبَارَ النُّجُومِ. So wait patiently for the decision of your Lord, for you are under our eyes, and glorify the praises of your Lord when you get up, whether from gatherings or from sleep or from prayers or for tabligh. And in the night time also glorify his praises, and at the setting of the stars.